Welcome on board to KKB Podcast. Please fasten your seatbelt. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Tak orang, tak kita. Mari kita duduk berbicara. Tak orang, tak kita. Semua kita enggak biasa. Tak orang, tak kita. Mari kita duduk berbicara. Semua kita enggak biasa. The hottest people in the house tonight. They go by the name KKB. Hello. Yeah. Get it. Bukan nak mengata ataupun nak menghina. Kita semuanya hanya biasa-biasa saja. Jangan kerana mulut badan jadi binasa. Tiada mana sempurna, kita hanya manusia. Bang, bicara, let it go. Everybody in the house, here we go. Semua bang, bang, let it go. Kau kata eh. Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
Welcome to KKB Podcast. Okay, what's the topic for today?
Selalunya kita ramai lelaki eh, tapi hari ni
kita ada tiga perempuan.
Yes, one. Kita ada tetamu undangan hari ni, iaitu Intan Raihana.
Akak, korang kenal tak Intan Raihana siapa?
Akak-akak Instagram. And we have Ilya Patricia as well for today.
Hi.
She is sitting in Amy. And of course, we have Hafiz. So actually, ni hari kita nak berbual santai-santai lah ya. Tadi Hafiz ada tanya kita satu soalan.
Yes.
So
actually, before that, pasal with all the hype of the Squid Games kan. So if you were in like one of their positions,
mak,
would you all do it? As in for okay, kita convert everything to SGD lah, which is 52 million lah.
Who?
52 million
eh.
Sentosa. But I'm not sure if I'm willing to take the risk to like die. Cause I'm, unless I'm the main character, like then I will know that I won't die, right? So yeah, okay.
Then let's just say kita all in debt lah.
I would.
Why you would?
I would die anyway. No, no.
Either way.
No, as in because like in that movie, right? You have a lot of debt, and it's very stressful. So you will die anyway. You get what I mean?
Either way lah.
So might as well I just die.
But like, you're in debt, doesn't mean you die what?
They utang along. Do you see? Do you watch the movie?
Okay lah. Maybe I dozed off.
Okay, I think I'm the only odd one because I haven't even watched the first episode at all. So I will watch, but I roughly know what it is about.
Yeah.
Tapi kalau kau cakap if aku in that kind of situation, I just want to know whether they actually know what's the consequences. Like, what's the, how to say, how
no,
do
they
even
tak tahu.
Oh, they don't even know.
Mereka tak tahu mereka akan mati pun.
Right.
Mm.
And then they just gamble with their life lah, per se.
Yes, correct.
And then after that, what is that? So what's, how did they end up, like how did they even end up in the game? Like how did they find out about the game?
They receive the card eh.
No spoilers.
I think by now semua orang dah tengok sih.
Except for Amy.
All right.
But I think Amy okay right with us spoiling it. For those listening,
no, I'm good.
For those listening who haven't watched Squid Games yet, spoiler alert. So basically yeah, but you were saying?
Sorry.
So you're saying macam apa? They don't know.
Yeah, they don't know that they will die. Even in the first game, they thought like macam that left and right. Okay, left and right in Singapore, what I remember is crocodile, tak salah lah.
Yeah.
That's what we played.
Mm-hmm. Like left when we were younger. Green light, red light.
Confident.
So siapa yang tak tengok ni?
Okay, red light and green light.
Yes.
But okay, so then after that, like, they got shot after. They got shot. Kalau dorang gerak, that's when they all started running to the bank. That macam stupid, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but then again, they had a choice.
Yeah.
Amy tengah ambil gambar.
But still, I don't know how's that.
Video.
Still, okay. I don't know how is that macam fair and equal because
which?
the
the game lah, the whole thing, because they tak tahu, they came to the game not knowing that they will get killed.
Okay.
True.
And the whole point is actually to be fair and equal.
Yep.
Right?
That's true. So you're saying they should be more transparent, like, hey, kalau kau terminated.
Even when they sign the thing pun, tak ada cakap like they're gonna be, it's just terminated.
Yep.
And like,
ooh, that's true.
But I heard the show is gory.
Is it like
yes.
Oh, it's not a bit, yeah. And I don't know how it's not R21 tau. There's a scene whereby macam it's a sexual punya scene. How abi budak-budak boleh tengok lah gitu if they log into their parents.
This one is
punya
on Netflix.
Netflix.
Yeah, on
yes.
Netflix.
Oh, I thought normally Netflix ada like right? Macam.
No, it's not.
It's not. Eh?
Do you need the password when you go in?
No, but still. Boleh nampak. This one is, sorry ya, boleh nampak titik perempuan tau.
Wait, let me cut you first. You've been to the KKB podcast kan? You know tak ada censor kan?
Tahu.
Asal takut. Okay, yeah.
Dah lama kan?
Yeah, we're saying what happened, M18.
Is it really?
M18.
I don't think so, I saw sih. Tak tahu eh? Intern check.
Yes. Intern is checking. Well, intern is checking. Yeah. So there's a lot of like macam loopholes lah. Like macam people would say like, what am I want to say?
Loopholes.
Yeah. Loopholes. Macam like there's some scenes that you can see that actually the hey, you haven't finished, right?
Dah habis.
Yeah. Uh-uh. So there's some scenes that actually the 001 is actually the one that created the game.
Yes.
So they say actually you can know from the start already.
Mm. Oh really? Yeah.
So for my experience,
kalau aku yang legong ni takkan tangkap lah.
Yeah, I think so. You
nah, I think
bloody hell.
I tengok intern nasib macam, How you know? Okay, I did had some spoilers lah, but like still, it was so obvious. Like some of the scenes memang obvious. Like. That person is not gonna die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But the scene that the old man had to choose whether to stay or to leave the game the first time.
Yeah.
You get that, right?
No, I thought he was going to stay.
Exactly. I was also thinking that one. That's the only thing I didn't predict. But the rest is all predictable, I feel.
Okay lah.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I thought he played the game before. That's why he's so good at the game. I thought he's like the first winner. That's why he's old.
But then again, all the games are based on old me games though. Mm-hmm. So being an old man, you should be good at all the old games.
Right. True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. Okay, so for me, I think I would not participate. Mm-hmm. Even if I'm in debt, because your life is precious and it's priceless. Betul lah, Intan?
No, did you watch the first episode?
Yeah, I did.
They were like chasing the main character. They even like threatened him.
Yeah, I know.
So he will get killed anyway, cause he cannot pay the debt.
But loan shark kills me.
I mean, other countries
you can try, Hafiz.
No, in the first place, I won't be in debt.
I mean, if we are talking about Singapore, I doubt so lah.
Yeah.
I think the chances are like maybe 1% out of 100. Mm. But I think if you are talking about other countries, they are a bit more cruel lah, I think.
Desert.
Yeah, just to get what, you know, they want back. Mm. Yeah, right. So definitely the route is either or you die.
But if you are the creator of the game.
You must be a sick,
yeah,
sicko,
yeah. Serious, yeah. Like,
how do you even come up with that? That mastermind yang si orang tua.
I am pretty sure they have investors. Correct me.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's why you don't need to watch it. You know the story already.
Ni mesti orang-orang kaya yang you know tak ada kerja.
Correct.
Invest just to you know.
Diorang dapat tahu apa dan diorang nak buat dengan duit apa.
Right. And then play with people's life.
There's even one investor that bet on something like 1 million gitu macam.
Wow.
Yeah, and that person died. You know the one that jumped. He bet on 69. Because the number is nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And he lost the bet.
He lost the bet. Bo then he bet for another
guy. Kasi aku tu 1 million.
Itulah. 1 million can change a lot.
Yeah, but I'm not surprised if this really happens in the real world.
Huh?
I'm
really?
Not even surprised. I don't know. This is just this is the rich. Yeah, I mean this is the rich man's
is
game.
This Illuminati?
I don't know. No. But I have a feeling that
kalau okay, maybe something like this lah. Yeah. Maybe something like this is happening.
Human trafficking is real.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
drug trafficking, definitely.
Yeah.
And serial killer.
Yeah. Hmm. All this true, psychotic. Eh? I am pretty sure this game
no,
is
even,
there somewhere.
Even in the movie, ada yang dia keluarkan liver dia, whatever shit not.
Correct, correct. That's, to sell, yeah.
Yeah. You see how shady it is?
Oh, wow, Amy. You're open... Oh my god.
Yeah, I won't be surprised. Because this kind of thing, kalau kita cakap pasal movie, I'm sure, pretty sure there is this kind of thing somewhere out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's not Singapore lah, for sure. But kalau kau cakap aku pasal negeri-negeri lain yang besar-besar, yeah, definitely I'm sure they have this rich man's game lah.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, that's
macam kau cakap, kau tengok macam Neverland. It's there, but you don't know the location until the very last minute you have to book.
The day, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So this kind of shit definitely ada.
Makes sense, makes sense.
Can.
Yep,
right.
But being an OD, as lah as ah.
Kau lah old, aku tak.
But okay, but and Intan, you know all the old games tak?
Not really.
What kind of games?
Like Five Stones. Do you know?
Okay, yes, Batu Seremban.
Yeah,
I don't know what's the Malay word.
Correct, same.
0 point?
Yes,
zero point. I know.
I don't.
Oh. Wow. You're in for right.
Best tau. Yes. Last time I used to collect all the rubber getar. All the getar, lepas tu buat. Then buat panjang-panjang, lepas tu main 0 point.
Mommy do for you.
What?
You are older than her, right?
Yes.
Intan is older than Bat, paham eh? Thanks, Hafiz.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So...
0 point is you have to jump over the getah, and then two people have to hold macam sampai ke kepala gini.
Yes,
you have to jump.
That game before.
Yeah, 0 points.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. You don't start
convincing. Hafiz had the experience 0 point.
Of course.
Kau main 0 point?
No. As in pernah main lah.
Oh, pernah kau main lah.
Main lah.
Serious
lah. Nah.
Wah.
Not really play. Not really play.
Otak kuning.
Not really play lah. Like as in, I rather stick to bola, capte, something I can do like.
Anything leg.
Yes, correct. Yeah. But I know 0 point.
Apa lagi game yang kau pernah main time kau muda?
Goli aku tak pernah main.
Goli congkak.
Congkak pernah main. Congkak the goli, do you know this goli when?
Dekat lubang, dekat circle tu.
Yes, correct.
Aku tengok orang main lah, tapi
circle
aku tak main.
Circle apa?
Squid Games. Squid Games ada satu.
Oh, yang campak tu.
Correct.
Masuk.
Yes.
Oh, tak pernah. Tak pernah.
But I've heard stories that people like gaduh because of that. Can bet over that. No, is it true?
I think when I was younger, I heard of that as well. Yeah. Boleh jadi gaduh lah. Kadang-kadang aku tengok budak-budak gaduh kat playground.
Yeah.
Dulu kan playground pasti.
Correct.
So we all main kat playground. Eh?
Yeah.
Fun.
Never played that. Never heard of it.
Apa lagi game?
Chapte is one of them. Like I think everyone knows Chapte.
Oh, my school dad is good at that.
Yeah. Then,
apa lagi? Dulu, rubber eraser.
Wow. Do you play eraser?
Yes.
Country.
Yes.
Country yang flip yes, kan. Yes, yes,
aku cuma, lah. Aku pernah. Aku ada 5 je tau. Dulu orang susah lah kan. Mana ada duit nak beli gini kan. Lagi aku grew up without parents, so literally aku like don't ask a lot from my aunties and things like that. So aku bawa 5. Aku bawa balik 2 kotak dah, Syul.
Wow.
Pergi bet. Aku daripada kecil dah jadi gambler tu.
But is there like a skill to it?
There is.
Ada cakap
kau
tak boleh.
Kau punya judgement, kau punya macam kau punya finger lah.
Tak boleh drag the rubber lah.
Correct. You just one flip lah, something like that.
Cool.
Another natural game I play is Fighting Spiders.
Apa benda? Tangkap
spider.
Yes,
tangkap
correct.
Spider. Masuk
fight.
Dalam matchbox.
Yes.
Tak.
No.
Nope.
No,
I play. Nope.
Kesian tau.
Kesian.
Macam fighting fish lah.
Correct. Something like that. But this one is physically the fighting fish like macam ram. Yeah.
Kesian spider tak berdosa eh.
Yeah. Yeah, ada dua orang cakap.
But one of the spider will die mah?
Will.
Oh.
Will. They
bite each other. They bite each other.
Why?
Gaduh.
So they say right, when you take that fighting spider, when you shake, kasi dia agitated.
Oh.
So anything in its path is it will kill Wake. Or yeah, rembat ke apa lah. Yeah, then ada orang cakap if you give your Ailio, then it will get like stronger.
Sah, serious?
I don't know lah. That's just like macam
orang the old myth.
Yeah.
Percaya orang? Aduh.
Yeah. So Inta, any games that you do?
No, but remember? I do have to cut you.
Yeah, I can.
It's M18.
I did say M18.
Yeah, but you asked me to check.
Okay, thanks.
Oh. M18 eh?
Yeah.
M18, isn't it like too young for
what
M18?
What was the difference between M18 and R21?
R21, Kira, I think got obscenes.
Oh, this one also. Oh, this one and also a lot of blood and all this, yeah. The kind of wow.
Violence. Ah.
So do you would you rather it be in M18 or M21? Apa N21 eh?
R.
R21.
R21.
Sorry, aku tak pergi wayang tengok R21.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Semua orang 21 kat sini.
Yeah.
No, I haven't. I'm still thinking.
Intan ketawa dari tepi.
Yeah.
Apa?
Apa? Yeah, okay. I got a question for you.
Okay, shoot.
If let's say you need to do business with someone, right?
Okay.
Then they start spilling out personal things about themselves. Okay. How do you handle that? Do you tak layan ke, layankan ke?
Like what kind of business?
Work.
Is this person your friend or like a business partner?
Or is just colleague?
Okay. This person is colleague, mm-hmm. and then after that, you all want to venture into business.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, would you layan? Like, would you also be maybe a close friend or?
Maybe much. First. Like, I would. Like, I wouldn't say much. Like, about myself. Mm-hmm. Tapi dengarkan je. And then, if I have opinion, okay, just say it lah. Cause okay. I mean, to each his own. What?
Yep.
Then, so, but that's about it lah. Still, even banyak orang pun kenal each other from work and stuff, whatever. Correct. And then correct. They become close friends. And then. Business together,
but if it annoys you,
No. She was finishing my sentence.
Yeah.
If it annoys you to the point like just like 2-3 a.m. or so, they message you. I mean, some people can. Some people will just layan. But
that one I wouldn't layan. Yeah,
I'll reply the next morning.
But you still layan.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, mm-hmm. Kalau aku in general, I am a person who's there for people lah. I think even at 2-3 in the morning, if they need me, then I will try to be there. Mm-hmm. But if let's say this person is not as close, first thing, I wouldn't even start doing business with this person lah, okay, to begin with. And then secondly, if this person is close, I mean, of course, with the closeness, you feel comfortable to open the business with this person, okay. But I will try to keep a line of how much information, private information they should actually give me, because this kind of thing, especially if they have problems, personal problems, it's actually very draining for the person who's
listening.
Yes,
yeah, actually is.
I tak tahu lah. I mean, through my experience, I've always been there. I feel drain because I'm a very positive person. I don't know. I mean, a lot of people personally know me as a very positive person.
We can vouch
person.
For that. Yep.
But it's draining. Sometimes it's really draining. Like your phone nonstop, like message after message, you know. And then it's a repetitive, like macam the same topic. Abi kau kasih advice pun, tapi orang tak nak dengar. Like macam okay, orang dengar, but
penat lah, jadi penat.
It's really
macam
draining.
What's the point ya? Aku cakap abi sama, then for fuck.
Yeah, I got another. A question also. So what if your friend asked to cover for you? To cover for him.
Okay. I know where you're going.
Okay, this question is for you lah, but because it's okay. So the situation is, we come to work, your friend / colleague never talk to you. Apa aku berbual ni?
I'm too excited.
Yeah. So okay, you come to work. Then the supervisor asks you, where's
Amy?
Amy.
Okay.
You said, what would you say? Would you cover for him or her, or like would you?
No, I said I don't know.
Okay, so. Okay, straight to the point. Okay, that covers everything. Okay, no. So then when your friend comes to you and say, asal kau tak cover aku sia?
Asal kau tak tutup aku punya pantat dah kira?
Kau tak bilang aku apa-apa apa?
Okay, what if he did? Or she did?
Then I will tell her.
So you will cover?
Yeah, I will cover if you tell me.
What if
advance.
Your job is on the line?
Mm.
what are we talking about? Like,
because it's so obvious that he's not there, he or she.
Yeah,
but tapi dia ambil MC ya.
Supervisor no. come and ask you.
No, no, he never tell anyone anything.
Oh,
but if you salah answer, your supervisor. Let's say your supervisor knows that that person not there, but you when he asks you, and you cover for that person.
Yeah.
You will lose your job.
Yeah, you are on record, no? Like okay, this guy said no, never see.
Wah. Then yeah, I would just tell lah.
Tell what that you don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. So what? Okay.
Even if your friend cakap, kau cover aku, kau cakap aku kat sini ke, aku datang lambat ke, aku tak ada. Kau cakap aku dah sampai tapi aku pergi beli kopi ke.
Yeah.
You just say you don't know.
Mommy, you know me for that person, yeah. I am that person.
So
I will still cover.
So what if actually your friend told the supervisor that, I told Bet that I was going to the toilet, but you said don't know.
Ah. Then I said I forgot. My character is like that, what?
Yeah. Okay.
No, sorry. Just now he got say, but then I forgot.
Jiwa.
Remember. Okay. So this one has nothing got to do with anyone that is living in this world. This is just a topic that I just thought of it, like in the drama series, like you see macam cerita you tengok dekat Netflix. Okay.
Tapi tadi kau ada question lagi satu. Oh, business ni tadi. Okay.
Yeah.
But what will you do, Hafiz?
Me?
Why do you ask to begin with? Like, okay, what would you do?
I pluck up from the sky.
Netflix lah kira.
Netflix, no lah. It's just a thought.
Rekaan semata-mata. Yeah.
It's just a thought that I was riding, when I'm going to work or something lah. It's just a thought macam like, you need this person, but he or she annoys you. So, like, how do you navigate through that?
Sound like my sisters, yeah. Huh? Because I work with my sister, what?
But it's the blood different. So like he or she has their expertise, but you have to tahan. But how long can you tahan?
I mean if really y'all are friends, then you can that friendship has to have macam an understanding, what? So I'm sure you can.
Kalau
just, like,
kawan,
say.
I think if it's like really a friend, I will just tell. I will just say, aku rasa kita, you know, we have to focus on doing the business or whatever. Not. I've already advised you on whatever issues that you're having. If you're not going to listen, I don't want to listen anymore. Aku rasa aku very straightforward. So yeah. So that is what they will get. But what would you do?
Me?
Yeah.
Aku will ignore. Aku ignore and learn the skill myself.
Right.
So yeah. Per se, kira.
So I will make him or her obsolete.
Invisible lah.
Yes.
Tapi business kau buat sendiri lah.
Yes.
That's the better way.
Yeah. I never hurt he or her feelings. Right.
But by going.
But still, macam kau like you go missing. Nanti orang tu tak wonder.
No, but I will tell him lah. Like maybe let's say. Okay, me and you lah, Hafiz and Bud. We do a business and you irritate me. You annoy me. Yeah. I think it's the other way around lah, right? Okay. So, so I will learn what you can do, I can't do.
Yeah.
Then after maybe how long it takes for me to learn that skill. Maybe, I'm just going to cut the business here lah. I'm going to run myself.
But isn't that like macam cheating?
Huh?
Macam bastard sah.
Elaborate.
Kau belajar apa aku buat, lepas tu kau nak buat business ni.
Yeah, I mean rather than me telling you, bro, aku tak nak layan kau sangat lah. Kau annoying gila kasi. Something like that, you know.
I mean, I would rather say that, yeah.
I would rather not. Yeah.
I would rather say.
Intan, what will you do? Senyum.
The question again?
I think Amy phrased the question better.
Apa?
That question. Do you even know the question?
Oh, like if you have a friend?
Yeah. No, not a friend.
If you have...
Okay, I know already. I won't like totally drop him or her. I think that the reason is not...
solid enough?
Okay.
Why would you drop a business partner because he keep on sharing with you
like personal issues.
Issues.
That's true.
right?
That's true. Yeah.
It's petty.
Yeah, that's true.
Just my two cents.
No, you have rights to your opinion. Yeah. Okay.
But I think your question was like, how far along can you deal with that?
Correct.
Oh, I'll just blue tick. But yeah. I won't drop him or her.
Mm. If he's good at his work, lah.
Mm.
Yeah.
But different paths. I mean, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Ya Allah.
Right.
Okay, so but how are you doing?
I'm doing great, alhamdulillah. I actually just audition. Buat auditionnya video, faham eh?
understand.
So I actually can I say?
Yeah.
I actually got this. I got two auditions. One is singing, and then one is acting. So I'm just gonna send the video in lah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All the best.
Thank you. Sarang
eh. Kalau menang Oscar, jangan lupa invite kita.
That one is a miracle, yeah.
But that's true. Dari tadi aku cakap Oscar, kata orang stop me. Right.
Yeah.
Mana tahu sampai Amerika, amin eh?
Ah, insyaallah.
Amin.
Jadi pembawa jahat. So what did you audition for? For acting apa tu?
I audition for Agil to Ami.
Wow. Hmm.
Actually my mother send me that eh.
Bahasa nampak.
But good lah. She's very supportive of you. Like pushing you.
Alhamdulillah.
She's like the Singapore Kris Jenner.
No, literally. Oh my god. That's why I say. That's why my like when people ask me, then I'll just say, anything that like, you just deal with my mom major.
Kris Jenner siapa?
Hey, Kim Kardashian punya mom.
Kim Kardashian sir. You think I follow Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, but you know who Kim Kardashian is.
Of course.
Marah ni.
What's the Kardashian?
Yeah, she was. Jenner. I mean, Kris Jenner was a Kardashian.
What, she was?
Yeah.
Is it he or she? Kata Kris.
She.
Kris K-R-I-S. Oh,
okay.
It's a lady.
Husband dia Bruce.
Abi.
Okay.
Caitlyn Jenner?
Pumpan lah.
Bruce Jenner tukar jadi Caitlyn Jenner.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yep. Oh yeah, talking about that, we were thinking of bringing I think it's a very sensitive topic.
Transgender.
Yeah.
What do you,
go for it.
Yeah, go.
I would say go for it.
But how would the interview be? Kita salah pijak mati tu.
What do you mean?
I mean before.
Ni macam game Squid Game tu. Kiri maybe salah, kanan pun salah.
What do you
maybe
mean?
You tell lah. Macam takut salah tanya ke apa ke. Maybe before that you like ask the person first, like okay, like to what extent can you macam ask? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if the person agrees to come here, she's very
open.
Yeah, she should know like what she's going to be
correct
getting into, cause it's a podcast. Podcast is
open.
Yeah, correct. Nothing censored.
Yep.
Agree.
Yeah, but in y'all got any transgender that you wanna come in?
I mean, I do have friends, a couple of friends who is transgender, but tak tahulah kalau dia nak datang. But ada yang satu pun besar juga, like quite known. Yeah. Mm. It was my secondary school friend lah, but I tak tahu kalau dia nak.
Quite besar, is in what, big size or what?
No. She's a content creator.
Yeah, she's a content creator.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's known also lah.
Normally known susah lah.
Actually, both of secondary butter school lah.
Kita pindah butter.
Tapi kalau friends, why not?
Maybe lah kalau dorang yang tap.
Yeah.
Hmm.
We can try.
Yeah, we can try. Ooh.
Then korang post it in lah.
Yeah.
Eish.
But as a Gen Z, right? What? We just still consume podcast.
Yeah.
What podcast you consume?
I mean, like kalau topik hangat or panas, you know, like drama. Yes, obviously. I
wow.
Will.
Mm. Need drama.
Mm. But it's always that lah. Macam Gen Z's now is all about drama though.
Correct.
Once ada drama and mesti like we will go come running drama.
Run kangkang lah kira.
Especially if it's on Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, Twitter is still alive.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
But Twitter is a toxic place lah.
Yeah, I feel TikTok also TikTok.
Okay, TikTok is the comments lah, but
yeah, sir,
video.
It's very good.
It's just funny.
Yeah.
Stupid TikTok videos.
But why do you say Twitter is toxic? Aku dah lost touch.
There's drama every day.
Porn lain.
It was the recent news.
Recent news.
What's the recent drama?
It's always like perempuan gadung dengan ada perempuan Melayu. Apa Melayu? It's just this macam like Mina Rapes, you know, like on Twitter. Ada yang tak tahu spell pun boleh gaduh. Macam engkau sopi dah. Tak, nampak yang video yang perempuan-perempuan gaduh yang dekat bawah pondok ke mana tak apa. Kau datang sini kau nak rembat kan? Aku rembat lah. Terus tak ikut. I cannot.
Oh, later show me. I don't know. I haven't seen
I'm not
that.
Sure if I can find the video lah. But kecoh. Funny, funny. Tapi dengan budak satu lelaki ni. Tak, tak ada. Sekarang aku tak kasih kau rembat dia. Ni perempuan. Terus perempuan tu dah macam, apa ni hal perempuan? Apa kau yang nak? Kau lelaki yang kau nak masuk campur lagi. Blah, 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 blah. Kecoh, kelakar. I think they are like, what? 14, 15?
Wait, 14 and 15?
I think or like maybe 16 lah, I don't know lah.
Oh my god. Okay, okay. Diorang selalu cakap minari, mak rape. Aku nak tahu, how does a person
define?
Yes. Aku nak tahu dia punya like kau tahu dia macam entry level dia tu macam mana.
Okay, I don't know eh.
Like maybe people we know lah. Like is he or she, he or
me?
No, is he a mak rape or a minari? Okay, let's just.
Okay, what type ada? Ada okay, minarib. Abi lagi perempuan apa? Classy ya, high class.
Yeah.
High class.
But only got two minarib, minarib ni.
Tak kalau in okay itu
perempuan
itu
perempuan.
Perempuan lagi. Tapi kalau okay kalau dia bukan minarib dia apa?
Class.
Okay.
Classy. Okay, maybe high class.
High class. Yeah.
Lagi apa lagi yang ada? Slenge, tak ada kawan.
No, but usually it's always like just like mina.
Just Mina. Okay, okay. What's your definition of Mina?
Yes.
Me.
You're a Mina?
Yeah, I can admit to that. I mean, I think every girl.
It's not all bad.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think every girl has that Mina side in them, you know?
Correct.
Like, no matter what, it's just like, you. Honestly, it's just like that.
So okay, my
fierce, wild punya type. Punya.
Bless you. Yarhamkillah.
Excuse me.
You're excused.
I think it's just like macam that side of you that macam not a lot of people see. You know what I mean?
Okay, pasal okay. Like my first glance of Mina is actually rambut blonde.
So you're more to the pakaian lah.
Appearance. Macam appearance. Yeah. Like macam piercings and then tattoos.
Yeah.
Tapered jeans or what they call it, skinny jeans,
slipper flip flop.
Macam gitu lah, like. Okay. And then dorang punya, you know, they give that kind of macam kening ikan bilis, you know that.
Kening aku ikan bilis. Literally.
aku punya definition lah. Abi kalau macam mat rape pula kan, is like tapered, abi rambut macam blond gitu, macam. Jalan ketiak melicit, you know that kind of
reminds me of somebody.
Yeah, that is my definition or my theory or my thoughts on mat rape minarib.
So does their than their appearance apa?
Kapo.
Dia orang punya perbualan ke?
Is it? Yeah, the way
they talk. Bo sini. Jack. Jack siapa sia? Jack siapa? Kau bilang dulu. But last time I used like macam when I talk to my friends, I would also call them like, Jack.
So you are Mina
Jack
lah.
Kau stop. Yeah, that's why I say I'm a Mina. Okay. But cuma like when I'm with that kind of friends or like my close friends, then I will talk like that. Yeah. If not, then I will macam biasa like normal me.
But sometimes you change when you are in a different
environment and
But okay, that is your that side. But then, but normally if people don't know you, what do they perceive you as?
Usually it's like cute, good girl, very decent. They think I'm very decent. No, I get that a lot. But I swear, I get that a lot. Like
that is what you
portray. Maybe that's what I
portray
lah until they talk to me or like. They hear from people, but like at the same time also, I don't know.
How about you, Intan? You have any like macam?
No, I just think comments? That it's the way they talk. That's how I define them. I feel like there are like three stages.
Wow, the stages.
Dia cakap, cakap belakang dia stay. Second stage. This is the category that I fit into lah. Sia. Kalau dah third punya kan, dok.
Oh, no. And then, but do you have any like macam feedbacks or what, that how people perceive you? What kind of like which league are you in?
Depends which year they are talking about.
So you
when
also
I was
have
in Baliza,
like?
When I was in Selavi.
But so far I've never heard like people talk about Intan. They've never like say, oh, dia tu minarib lah. Tak pernah dengar orang cakap Intan minarib.
So normally what people perceive Intan as?
Clubber.
Apa tu?
Clubber.
Kakak-kakak clubber.
Clubber.
Abi you?
I?
Oh, good girl.
Yeah, that
oh,
reason.
Oh, good girl.
I think lah. I mean, that's why I ask. Like macam, I ever ask people, but like, yang orang yang tak kenal I and I tak kenal dorang, I don't know lah how they see me.
Kalau you perceive Intan as clubber, Intan perceive Bad as well.
Kakak Naimi.
I can't remember the first time I met her.
Festival Park.
Okay, Mina.
I came down with shorts antar adik turun jumpa dia. Yang baju.
Idiots, yeah. Oh my god.
Okay. Oh my god. Diving into social media,
yes,
world.
Yes, yeah. Oh my god.
You girls have been like, let's say we just put it as the it girls of Instagram lah. Mm-hmm. Especially Intan, eh? Intan yang followers ribut, doh.
Wait. If you want to apa bawa saya Intan, you will.
Yeah,
you all have to wait
the
for
next
the next podcast.
Yeah.
We have
no,
an exclusive interview.
General lah, sekarang
yes,
general
correct.
Eh. Kita ada coming up, kita ada exclusive interview dengan Intan, eh, on her
Intan Raihana
on her influencer. journey. But okay, in general for now, eh. What is like what is it that you don't like being in the social media?
I think everyone is watching you somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah, I've made a lot of like decisions based on the fact that I'm known on social media.
Oh. What you portray lah, kira.
Yeah.
Is that the pressure? Okay, ni kita next.
Stay tuned.
Pasal kan bila kau dah buka tu, aku dah banyak question tu.
Jangan. Kita reserve.
Yeah. Stay tuned for the next podcast.
Stay tuned for Intan, eh.
I think same lah. Like I'm being watched. And then usually it's like people are fighting for some spots, you know. Like macam
ada spots.
Not Squid Game.
Squid Game.
No, I mean but really like macam You have to look a certain way. You have to follow up the trend. If not, you like senang macam lupa lah. Like the people will forget about you. And then tak tahu macam nak cakap. Like and then the comments like you get from people, it will affect you somehow because you want to give what they want to see. You get what I mean? Yeah. So I think a lot about that lah. For
pleasing
me,
pleasing people lah. Yeah.
But is there times that you?
Eh, penat. Like macam penat.
Yeah.
Penat, ada.
But and then I would just do it
for my mom.
Hey,
oh,
sumpah. Yeah.
Aww.
Don't do it for me. Do it for yourself.
Yeah, but because I know my mom wants the best for me.
Yep.
So I know she's doing it for me. So okay, I'm doing it for her because I know it's best.
That.
Yeah, I know it's best for me. But at like when times when I'm really tired, then I would just text my mom. I would just say like clear my schedule for the next month, which is September. I had my whole break. It was a good 3 weeks break. I had my fun. So now I'm back to reality. Yeah.
But is it addictive? If let's say you go 6 months without every day posting a picture on Instagram, for example. But then when you go one day without posting, is it, do you really can't sleep at night? Like
no,
one
I don't,
day,
I don't
no la, one day.
Kau dorang attack kau you.
Not tak boleh sleep, but like macam okay, like one day I will check my phone lah, nanti macam, eh shit, I never post a story saya today. Then I will macam like graba, apa, what do you say in apa, gabra. I will like go macam gelisah gitu, macam tak tentu arah, like shit, I have to post something, you know, yeah, that kind.
Right.
But how do you find content though?
Ah, tu yang susah.
Where does
that's why kadang-kadang tak ada post pun.
Intan tak ketawa. Intan tengah ribut dia nak line up.
Yeah. Juggling.
Yeah, but how do you stop? Like, how do you take a break? Because,
at the end of the day is you really have to think for yourself. Like, fuck it lah, you know, put down whatever, just focus on yourself. That's what I always do . Doesn't matter.
For intern?
I think focusing on myself also means that I need to create content. Because...
Yeah.
No,
stay
my
tuned.
Mindset
tak. Stay tuned. I mean, that's how we earn money also what somehow.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah. But how do you... Okay. Okay. So, a different topic lah.
Different topic.
Okay, so...
apa tu? Tadi audition acting, then audition lagu, apa pula tu? What's new?
Yes. So actually, can I say the?
Yeah, of course. Promote.
Apa?
Dia dah main hidung eh?
apa? JM, Baron Bros. And
Boss Production.
They organize a competition lah for singers. It's a karaoke competition lah gitu.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Okay. And then the prize, there's prize and whatever not. So yeah, I'm just going to try out lah.
Do they have like the title or the?
Are you a something?
Are you?
Saya kurang pasti.
Are you a Squid Game member?
Bojo.
No, I saw this malam ada yang
I percaya. Who's the boss singing contest?
Oh, who's the boss?
Who's the boss singing contest?
So guys, if you think you got bakat or like you just want to have fun, you can.
Yeah.
Squid Game. Serious lah, that's like Japanese people lah.
Just siap kan.
Yeah, because Halloween is coming, right? Then all the guys are wearing the, you know, the doll, the Squid Game doll.
Ada doll.
Oh really? Yeah.
On TikTok, there's a lot.
When's Halloween, by the way?
October.
October,
right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Today is 1st October.
Yeah.
Cakap pasal Halloween.
Would you? Okay. Would you? Sorry, excited.
Tiba. Sekarang siapa excited? Anak ke mak?
Okay, like macam I know Singapore like don't practice that tradition where you go house like door to door to do the trick or treating. Yeah, trick or treat.
Yeah.
And then like macam would you want the tradition to be here?
It depends on the community.
Like imagine kau pergi satu blok dekat like Singapore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
24 tingkat kau naik satu rumah.
But then your thing will be filled. One block already.
Yeah, but like,
right?
Yeah, like I say, I mean every estate selalunya diorang ada committee. So probably if they talk to the committee, maybe they will get people involved, you know, especially neighbors and things like that. The whole block, it can be done. Cuma sekarang tengah COVID lah kan.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe so, next lah kalau COVID dah better, kan kau pergi lah committee kita tanya.
but if I'm younger than 25 years old, I would do that. Actually.
Kau bogey siap budak-budak makan gula-gula pun.
No, I would ask for money.
but if the, I think for the thrill, the thrill I will get is need to dress up.
Yeah.
Dressing up would be the best, but I'm not so hard about the candy. But I think it's fun.
Aku daripada kecil pun kasi dia jadi nurse yang muka cacap darah.
Pergi mana sih?
Tak pergi sekolah dia.
No, my school actually had an event. Was it my school? Kita jadi hantu.
Secondary school.
Dekat bawah blok.
They did that event.
And then
aku bawa kena pumpkin punya ni.
Oh.
She used a nurse. Aku punya old nurse punya suit and.
Wait, you were a nurse?
Tak. Itu kira aku punya aku dulu kemaruk so Halloween bro.
Oh, yeah, aku sounds wrong right? I know right.
Aku kena jadi nurse mati saya orang.
Yeah.
Right. So aku dulu kemaruk when I was younger lah kan. Aku gila. Every Halloween aku kemaruk gila. Aku ada macam-macam uniform. Kau tanya dah, aku ada pilot, aku ada macam-macam lah bro. Yeah. Macam-macam nurse lah.
Aku biasa dulu muda
kan.
What's the best one?
What's the best one eh?
I would say the pilot one.
Pilot one was black gold punya ni dengan hat. Complete lah, complete. Dengan heels. Kedek-kedek aku pergi town. Muka darah-darah.
Pergi mana tu?
Pergi town. Time muda eh. Pak Mak Un sikit.
But okay, have you guys been to HHN?
Yes.
Apa tu? You've ever been?
Where is that?
Before COVID, USS. I went all
Halloween Horror Night.
Aku kerempat si hantu.
Honestly, it was not that scary.
Ah, really? Yeah.
Yeah. I've never been to USS even. Tak pernah jejak dalam.
Ah, serious ah?
Yeah, tak pernah.
Kesiannya anak aku.
Mami. Kan? What happened, mami?
You don't
mami?
Even know.
Huh? I've never. I've only step outside like that yang benda circle tu.
That globe lah.
Alah, poor baby. Nanti mami
bingkit. I've never been in like inside the USS thing. Because I find it no point macam because I don't like to ride.
Oh, yeah.
She
don't ride
the
rides.
Yeah.
But actually, nothing special lah.
But Halloween dia pun macam nampak fun je orang post kat Instagram.
It's haunted house. Everything is haunted house.
Yeah.
But scary.
But bad. You cannot go for that kind of haunted house. But oh my god, you will scream the whole USS down.
No, I did too. I did too.
Can you imagine in time?
I forgot what's the theme.
Which one?
Last year they had one haunted house based on the Netflix show Stranger Things.
Oh, Stranger Things.
That's the worst one. Well, I still scream lah.
Oh my god.
That's, I think, 3 years ago.
Yeah, not last year. Sorry, last 3 years ago. Last year I did celebrate Halloween.
Yeah. Okay.
Aku tak boleh lah rumah-rumah hantu ni.
I've been to 1 until 6. All I've been.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so
kira kemaruk.
No, because it's like a tradition.
Tapi kau takut ke, Fiz?
Takut. Aku takut. Tapi
but that's the fun part. Oh,
yes, correct. Because it's not only going there for the haunted houses. It's it's with your friends. Yeah.
Correct.
And the first 3 times that I went, then I stick to this my friends lah. Then say, hey, haunted house where? Then we carry on the tradition until the 7th, 8th year. Yeah. Then sampai COVID dah tak leh.
Oh.
But yeah. Then
that's it. Tapi ni dah ada balik apa?
Dah ada balik. Tak payahlah. Dah malas.
But then 2 people only.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's not you say. Oh, pasal tinggi-tinggi.
Oh, we ever went to KL punya haunted house. I really wanted to masuk, you know, and I was like what? Only I was in primary school lah.
Layu punya hantu eh?
Bro.
Bro.
Depan je dah cik cong doh.
And then I masuk first. And then I...
The U-turn doh.
And then I heard... No, I never U-turn.
Eh, siapa U-turn? Adik eh?
No, you.
No. I stayed out because one of you.
But all of us go in. I went in first. And then I was waiting for you inside. And then I heard you and adik scream. No, or you. And then you tarik adik out. And I was like, "Mommy, come. Tak ada apa-apa. It's just a prop. Nothing." And then, no,
but rabat,
no,
tak
I cannot do it. I cannot do it.
I believe, but
aku kerembat hantu. So, no, it happened though. It happened. Yeah. And it's shitty because there was this kata macam
pun.
No, it's what happened was that I went to one of the haunted house because before it was actually organized by, it's actually a charity punya event though.
Okay.
Hantu tu kena rembat though. Ramai-ramai tak boleh.
Like legit kena rembat.
Kena rembat.
No, by you or what?
By
dengan
her
aku
lah.
Dengan kawan-kawan aku lah.
Sialah.
Pasal terperanjat tu rabak. Dia dah bawa batu nisan, dia baring kat on the floor. Sekali dia grip kaki. Aku apa lagi? Tak boleh, bro.
Kau rembat?
Rembat, bro. Aku tendang, aku lari.
Tendang okey lah.
Tapi aku tak tahu kat belakang member-member semua tak tahu apa jadi lah. Confirm ni. Tapi aku dengar lepas tu diorang komplain lah. Diorang cakap hantu kena rembat. Tak boleh.
For the Halloween Horror Night, you cannot touch the people that is
they also cannot touch you, right?
Yeah, both.
Tak boleh, tak macam tu main reaction. Aku kena tarik kaki ke tidak? So kena rembat.
But they can slam that thing on the floor and make you terpanjat lah. Yeah, but they cannot touch you lah.
Tapi
it goes both ways lah.
Tapi when I was younger, I think about in my teens, I think younger than my teens, early teens lah. Dulu haunted house gerik.
Yeah.
kau tahu they will do like macam UK fun fair, okay, dekat in an open field. Kau tahu macam-macam games arcades, and then they have this particular haunted house.
Okay.
Kau duduk dalam roller coaster. Kau macam mami lah.
Oh, then just follow is it?
Yeah. Oh. Tapi mak datuk demi hantu gila-gila. I think last time memang itu yang buat aku jadi takut lah. To even go for sekarang punya.
But I feel if the hantu like grab you is more scarier deh.
Dia tangkap doh. Yeah, dulu punya orang tak fikir.
Yeah.
Orang sakit jantung. Hey.
I think last 2 years I saw a so called macam trailer of the hantu at the Malaysia place. Wow, the Malaysia place lah. So we wanted to go there.
Sunway.
Ah yes, Sunway. Because I think Malay hantus is more too hard, and you will get more frightened because of the stories that you heard when you're young. Yeah. So talking about hantu, so what is the most scariest hantu you?
Aku rasa Cik Chong ah. For me is Cik Chong, like macam selisih lah, tak pernah nampak lah. So far so good. Tapi I don't know. It's iconic.
Have you encountered any?
Nenek.
Huh?
Nenek kebayan. I cannot. Even when I see a nenek biasa, tapi dia bongkok sikit, dia pakai tudung. Habis macam
Krepot.
If the muka reminds me of the same one that I saw, I cannot. I will get. Actually, any nenek that I see night time is seram for me. Sumpah, that time I naik motor tumpang ni. Then this nenek, dia macam pakai kain batik, you know. And I'm like, asal sian? Habis dia bongkok, habis dia pakai tudung. Then I'm like, asal nenek ni macam dia diri je kat tong sampah dekat. Macam, apa, rubbish chute there. Habis dia diri, dia pusing. Then I'm like, tapi before that, the taxi drop her off. And I was like, okay, never mind lah. Like, baby is really human. Dia drop dekat HDB apa. Tapi dia tak naik pergi lift ke apa. Dia diri kat situ, habis dia macam pusing. Then I'm like, cepat. Like, go, I cannot. Then bila pass by dia, I just turn to my left. Cause I cannot like look at her, I scared.
But dia keluar daripada pintu ke dia tembus?
Keluar daripada pintu lah, sebab si.
Aku tak pernah nampak lah. Itu, tapi aku paling takut is that thing, that Cik Chong.
I so never heard.
Intan paling takut apa?
Everything.
Tak, tapi bila dia tengok TV, tak ada apa-apa lah, tak seram. It's
not, wait, it's not scary. I know. Patricia scream.
If only they can see the video.
Oh, they can, right?
Huh? They can. No, it's okay. Not this video.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Maybe later.
Right. So yeah, I think ni hari kita duduk santai, pejam pelik dah satu jam juga berbual.
Okay, tahu berapa banyak topik sih?
We're gonna talk about our sponsors today. Cerita lah. Ada sponsor today, okay? Sponsor is Intan. Thank you for coming. Thank you for having me so much,
yeah. Intan. But please stay tuned for her for our next podcast. And it will be on about her.
Yeah, exclusively for internet.
Yeah, we have. I mean, like, I think we are trying to line up like a few nice contents for you guys out there. So keep listening, stay tuned, and we'll see you again. Ciao.
Assalamualaikum. Bye.
The hottest people in the house tonight. Think about a name. KKB.
Hello.
Yeah. Get it.
Bukan mengata ataupun menghina, kita semuanya hanya biasa-biasa saja. Jangan kerana mulut badan jadi binasa. Tiada mana sempurna, kita hanya manusia.
Bang, bicara, let it go. Now everybody in the house, here we go.
Semua
bang, bang, let it go.
Everybody in the house, here we go.
Baby,
kita mengata ya.